looking at the bottle. I'm thinking, like, you know, the bottle looks like it could be better than what
it's
it
called
is.
Called Jimador.
Jim, oh, that's that Jimador.
Yeah, I don't know who owns that.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah. Like, who cares? Don't sponsor us.
Yeah, yeah, nah.
Don't ever pick up Jimador, man.
Yeah, it's not it. I should have went with Old Faithful and got like Jim Beam.
Yeah, Jim Beam.
Hey,
man.
Jim Beam, sponsor us, nigga.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Y'all probably not gonna sponsor us because I said like sponsor us, nigga. Like,
yeah, we say some wild things also.
I'm sorry, but can y'all sponsor us, please?
Yeah, somebody sponsor us, man.
Fuck with, hey, it's Soulja, bro. Hit me, bro.
You know the thing about like thinking about something so strongly and believing something so strongly, like. I've had dreams that we've been sponsored by somebody that just likes what we do. I'm good. That just likes what we doing. Like literal dreams. And I woke up like
manifestation,
damn.
Bro.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that what manifestation is?
Well,
I thought manifestation was like putting it out in the universe and then
shit, niggas be having dreams, dude.
Yeah, you're right. Reality.
Dream trade. Look at Meek Mill. He's not a regular person. All right.
What you mean?
Meek Mill is not. Yeah, he is not normal. All right. This nigga is going on Twitter, sitting here asking for fucking. I need the vibrating panties with the remote. LOL. Can somebody help me? Like, yo, what?
Bro, he too old to be fucking doing that shit, bro.
I'm like, yo, what the fuck, bro? This nigga took a picture like this.
You know the funny thing though, when they was talking about Drake being kind of fruity, last podcast,
yeah,
and of course we're gonna do our formal introduction,
oh, yeah,
in a minute, but I didn't realize what they meant.
That nigga was acting sassy as shit,
bro. Like, I look back at it, and I see him Drake in, like, selfies and shit. And, like,
I can't fuck with broke boys.
The shit that he does is, like, yeah, this nigga is kind of, like, zesty. Like,
I kid you not, when I was, like, 11 or 12, it was this comedian named Paige Kennedy. He was making videos called...
Talking about the nigga that was in Weeds?
Yes. Like, that's so Drake. Yo, if anybody, like, from the early 2000s, like, from the YouTube era, if y'all remember Paige Kennedy, bruh, definitely make
and Vine, the Vine
like,
era too.
Yes. Oh yeah. My gosh, he was just that so Drake. And he would explain. He said, "When I say that so Drake, it's basically when somebody does something that's kind of gay, but it's not fully gay. So it's Drake." Like,
yeah, real talk. Like real talk, bro.
Like, it be on some light skin.
He a light skin. Like, that's what it is. It's light skin nigga shit. That's what it is.
I don't think he would actually get in the ring with Big Baby Drum. Like, nah.
Drake?
Yes.
No, Drake got mob ties.
He won a 1-on-1.
Yeah, but Drake got mob ties. He's not like who Drake called. Who he called out?
Big Baby Drum. Basically, he was speaking.
Who a Big Baby Drum?
Yeah, you remember the okay. First of all,
you talking about the broccoli nigga?
Yes. First of all, let's go ahead and do the introduction, so we can actually get into this. Hey, y'all.
Hold on. Let me turn myself down. I think I'm kind of loud. Or maybe I just turned us. Yeah, okay. I know why I'm loud.
Like,
yeah.
Turn me up in the booth.
Bro. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah.
You know, while I'm over here rocking the Gon socks and shit from, you know, My Hero Academia, I just want to go ahead and formally welcome y'all to the motherfucking podcast.
Yes,
what's
sir?
Good with you? It's your boy Jew, a.k.a. the Panties Chaser, a.k.a. the MILF Slayer, a.k.a. the DILF that will fuck the MILF on top of the roof. All right? So, y'all know what the fuck popping.
Yeah, man. And it's your boy Nate on the mic, and welcome to the motherfucking podcast, episode 101.
101 of them things, boy.
Hey, man. Shout out to our last guest, man.
Man, shout out to Diamond. Shout out to Trishy.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
Shout out to them girls.
Yeah, they made that episode worth it. For a long time, we was thinking about some extravagant shit to do. And
we still never went out for Asian barbecue.
We didn't.
For Korean barbecue, damn.
Yeah, and that's tough. But, you know, we wanted to do something crazy, but when it came down to it, we settled for just kind of having a guest and trying to have a really good conversation. And it ended up being
better than we thought.
Better than my expectations. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to them, man. Shout out to our 100th episode. It's been a big milestone for us. We wanted to celebrate earlier. I think originally it was like 50 episodes or something like that. Like, or something like that. Where I wanted to celebrate, but it's like, nah, 100 episodes. That's where we celebrate. And we made it, man.
Okay.
We ain't like these other fucking podcasts that just quit.
Yeah, we not. Look, even if we got to do like 200 episodes before we own, bruh, we doing it, because guess what? That hard work is definitely going to pay off. It only take that one viral moment.
Oh, God.
I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, God, bro.
And we definitely do want to appreciate all of our supporters, our listeners, everybody who has shared, everybody who tapped in, especially on Instagram. All right. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, we're definitely going to make sure we get around to making a Facebook page. And so he won't have to be like the only man running everything. Once everything, you know, in the background gets taken care of, we're definitely going to have more pages. We're definitely going to be more out there. So just, you know, stay tuned and just stay consistent with us as we be consistent with y'all. All right. So we appreciate y'all.
But anyways,
oh, wait, also shout out to our affiliate links. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Affiliate links, Bluehost. Yeah. Y'all go mess with them. Tell them we sent
all
you.
All that shit. In the description below, all the links. Yeah, if you're on Apple, you can click on those. I don't know why Spotify hasn't caught up in making y'all able to click the links.
Spotify be slow sometimes.
Yeah, real talk. But Apple, like most of y'all are on, you can go in there and just click the link in the description and it goes straight to it, man.
Fetty on Fetty.
But fuck all that, man. Like, so Drake called out Dram. I thought it was just Dram. Like,
it's Big Baby Dram. Yeah, whatever. When? It don't matter. Like, originally that's what I've known him as, Big Baby Dram.
Is this Dram before Barkley?
From Broccoli.
Something about them broccoli.
From my broccoli.
That's all I remember from that shit.
Tell your baby mama to get off of me.
You know how much fucking money he made off that one fucking song? That's crazy.
Yo, just off of him, he did a video, like, and he posted it on Instagram, and he was like, yo, Drake, you still talking about that shit, like, from 7 years ago? How about you talk about the time Diddy slapped the shit out your bitch? This nigga said, what's up with the 101s, my baby? Like, what's up, bro? Like,
Drake said that?
No. Oh. Drum. He was like, what's up with the 101s? He's like, but look, I ain't even gonna hold you. His security flooded the kid. I ain't even gonna sit here and like hold you like that. So I'm just saying.
Nah, Drake not finna fight nobody, bro.
Yeah, like, no, he's not about to finna. Look, Drake needs to stop sending so many fucking subliminal shots. But I'm not gonna lie to you. I like what he did with the album, because this album, especially with 21, because 21 naturally just slides, not on all songs. Yeah,
no, I get what you're saying, though, because he can say some real simple shit that's not even like, bro. Yes. If anybody else said it, it'd been like, nigga, that shit was whack as fuck.
Oh, God. I'll sit here and be in the studio. Yeah. I'ma hit you with a stick, nigga. It don't sound the same.
It's just
bruh.
Like, it's just 21 Savage. I don't even know if it's just completed the delivery, but 21 Savage just knows how to like ride a beat. Pause. Even though it's not even game. You know, it'd be like that. Some niggas be like
homophobic, transphobic as red pill misogynist. All right.
Red pill.
Bro, fuck the... Oh, my gosh. I could go on for days about fucking red... Bro, you red pill pussies. You niggas don't get no bitches. That's why... But focus on yourself. First of all.
No, you should focus on yourself, bro.
That's not a bad thing, okay? Yeah. It's not. That's but stop one degrading of the only things fucking I women doing this shit. Like, dude, I'm not a fucking... A male pick me, I guess. I guess that's what they'll label me as, or a fucking simp ass nigga. Boy, you a bitch.
They call you a simp, yeah.
Wait, is it because I can actually get, you know, pussy on my dick and you can't, and you feel like you got to spend your whole fucking check to do that because you don't have, because you don't know how to talk or have any type of sense of humor? Nigga, that's really all you need. Like, in all honesty, if you just upfront, be cool, be chill, be kind of fucking funny, dude, you're good. Now if you're ugly, you definitely got to work on your personality. I can't hold you, dude.
I chalked this whole conversation up to like personal experiences, and there's a lot of men that have been done dirty by women, and true. Even if you can fuck women, it's not the same as a lot of men want to be in relationships, and fucking women and on a consistent basis is not the same as having somebody that's going to be like down for you in the long term.
True, but the red pill is like they're totally against relationships. Like when I say totally against,
yeah, for sure. Like, yeah, but no, I don't think that's in its entirety. I think that's why we're most of these guys, that's young guys, we always acknowledge that they like 13, 14, 15 year old kids and shit. Yeah. You know, some grown ass men too. They always acknowledge that. Wait, damn, what was I trying to say?
They always acknowledge that them.
Oh, at this point, you should be focusing on yourself. I mean, I meant to say we always acknowledge that there's always a young audience, and at that age, you shouldn't be focused on getting bitches or nothing like that. You should be focused on yourself so you can create that wealth. And this is where they lose me, so you can create that wealth so you can have endless amount of women. But if that's the ultimate goal,
then why don't you just be like fucking Ray Ray and Pookie and niggas that y'all talk about so much? Yeah, right. Just get the bitches.
Like, yeah, what's the point of doing all this if it's for the bitches anyway?
Like, you at the end of the day, you realistically shut up. All right. At the end of the day, you realistically have to do shit for yourself, not just to appease other people or to pull bitches. Like, granted, women, money, cars, all that good shit, it's just a plus. All right. It's a privilege. It's not a necessity. Like, dude, you don't need all of that. You need a house. You need a car. You don't need a Ferrari. You don't need a bad bitch with a BBL. You don't need that. You just want that. If you can actually be happy with what you don't have and with what you do have at the moment, then I promise you, once you get what you really want, then you can truly be happy. Or at least you can actually experience the full extent of that happiness. Because if you can't appreciate what you have now, or appreciate at least just...
I think a lot of this is just projecting on both sides. Like, the feminists, or what the red pill community would call feminists, are like projecting their experiences with men. And you know what? There are some statistics. I won't say that they are completely just speaking out of the ass. There are statistics showing that men have committed violence, like violence against women. And they are oppressed in history. You know, back dating all the way to the '20s and shit, but still,
you're definitely right though.
Like, it's like they have kind of an excuse in that matter, but
that's like
everybody's projecting. Niggas let's projecting. Say
black people sit here and just keep bringing up slavery.
They do.
Here's the thing about that. All right, granted, I'm not against reparations and shit like that. But
how could you be against that?
Of course, nigga. Look, that's for my ancestors. All right, shout out to my people. But realistically speaking, I'm me personally, I'm not gonna sit here and use the racist card or systemic racism, all that good shit. I'm looking at it like, dude, there's a white guy that I work with right now. He's 20 years older than me, and he even said this. Well, he said this to me. Dude, there's no difference between me and you. I don't have a white privilege. You don't have a black privilege. Like, there's no difference. Reason why I'm saying that, because guess what? If I go out right now and I'm drunk driving and I get pulled over, I'm going to jail. You go drunk driving, you're going to jail. Like, that's what's going to happen. Like, slavery, yeah, but is that impacting you right now?
Yeah, see, that's my thing about it. It's like, I don't feel like I'm not against reparations, of course.
Yeah, but of course.
I don't feel like I'm owed anything because my ancestors went through what they went
through. Yes, yes. That's a way better, like...
Because it's like, I mean, of course, you have to acknowledge our history. And, of course, there's still some systemic racism going on to this day.
No, you're right on that.
But at the same time, I wasn't getting, like, abused and raped.
Yeah, I wasn't getting hosed down.
Yeah, like, that wasn't my experience. And granted, I mean... You know, maybe some people will argue your ancestors went through that so you can live this life now. So why not, you know, take reparations for what they was trying to build for you anyway, and which was the freedom of black people. But it's like...
That's why I choose to be great.
It's like I can't... I like how a lot of black people are like... But a lot of black people are like acknowledging their history and, you know... Wearing dashikis and shit. I like that. Yeah, but at the same time,
I respect that.
At the same time, it's not your experience, nigga. You from Ohio. Like, why? That's like
from Dayton to be exact.
Nigga from Akron, Ohio. Like, like, I'm not against it completely, but I'm like, bro, that's not your experience. You just found out that you was 12%. Like
bro, your neighbor African. Is a meth head that's white. Like, yo, what are you talking about? You don't know
nothing about the slums of fucking Nigeria, nigga.
Why you trying to beef with me? Your goof ass from the birds, nigga.
She wasn't in Haiti, nigga. Oh, like, God.
You wasn't part of the apartheid.
Yeah, nigga. Like, shit. Niggas find out he 2% Jamaican and he starts speaking patois. Like, that's Drake all the way.
Oh, God. Oh, shit. Yo, for the longest, I didn't know broken English was considered patois. I didn't know that for the that, longest.
That specific broken English is. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't. To be honest, I still don't completely understand what the fuck they saying. Like, it's broken beyond belief. Yeah,
you just gotta listen.
You gotta listen for keywords, because literally, if you're just trying to listen to the full thing at once, it's like, nah, bro. You're like,
so I just wanted some chicken.
Yeah, like, I don't know what the fuck you even just what you just said, but give me whatever. Goodbye. You want the bundle bumba clot?
The Ross Clark, the Bounty Boy. I'm like, but I just.
It
I,
just sound. It sound like you just.
I just wanted to dance. Like, oh shit.
I thought I heard somebody come in, but nah. What the fuck was you talking about?
I'm like, damn, I just wanted some chicken, and you really just gonna cuss me out?
Oh God, bro. Like,
but, but yeah, it's like, nigga, you can't sit here and say you have 2% Jamaican in your blood and sit here and be like, oh, okay, yeah, I want reparations and shit. Nah, I don't see systemic. Well, I do see, obviously, I see systemic racism like on the forefront, at least being the propaganda that is being produced by social media and news outlets and shit like that. But on a personal experience, I'm not viewing that. Or yeah. At least they're just too pussy to do it in my face. So,
yeah, I mean, like, if anything, I think America is classist more so than racist as far as systems go.
I can see that.
Now, I'm not arguing that people aren't racist. I'm pretty sure, like, because we live in the Atlanta area. Like,
yeah,
there's a lot of black people here. Like,
they pushed all of us to, like, the South Side, like, to Atlanta for real. Like, especially from, like, let's say the inner city of Atlanta. They moved, they gentrified the area and shit. They pushed all the black people, the ghetto people out.
I mean,
not
shit,
just black people. But
that's
yeah,
how gentrification
ghetto.
Works.
Yeah, they just they moved them all down, y'all.
I mean, the thing about gentrification, I do want to get back what the fuck I was saying, if I can remember it after I say this. A lot of black people's problem with that is that it fucks up the community, and, like, you know, they maybe have, like, black owned businesses that serve the community that have been there for years.
True.
And it's like, yeah, that's fucked up. But at the same time, it's all about building the city's, like, you know, wealth and incomes and taxes and shit like that.
Nah,
like,
you definitely right on that.
Like, I mean, some people can view that as systemic racism. But yeah, like you said, I don't see it personally.
Yeah. So in that regards, my original point was, shit, damn, I did lose my original point.
I feel like, I don't know why, but I feel like it's easier to forget your point when we're not on video. I don't know if that's just like, just me right now, but I forgot my point like 3 times on 3 different subjects.
I think it's the Geminator.
Damn.
It's the Jimothy.
The Geminator, bro.
All right, y'all might need the sponsors, because I ain't gonna lie, it's like, this shit got me woed right now.
Like, what? I don't want to have to be drinking this. You know, when you sponsor, you gotta actually just be drinking that. That's it. Yeah. You can't be going with their competitors, nigga.
Yeah, we need Jim Beam. Like,
Yeah, Jim Beam all the way.
Y'all need to come fuck with us.
I can,
like,
drink
come
that
on.
All day.
Yeah, we love y'all. All right, we love tequila too. Like,
so,
I ain't
wait,
gonna
so
lie to
you me. Listen to the full 21 Savage and Drake shit?
I'm gonna listen to like 4 songs, honestly.
4?
Yeah.
Damn.
Look, I tried to listen to it full through, but then once I got to like Broke Boys,
it's not that
I
great.
I was like, wait, no.
Broke
what
Boys
was the
is
one?
Good at first, and then it just got
saying.
Like weird.
It got gay as fuck. But it's like the first part, I got more stripes than Adidas. Yeah, I got the stripes, but fuck Adidas.
It's a G-Glide baby.
Yeah, that's when you lost me. That's when you fucking lost me.
Nigga,
right?
What you talking about? Why you even
G-Cly
say
baby.
That? Like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Bro, that was so odd.
Bro, he was one of those kids where he got picked last. Right. Like, what the fuck? Oh, okay. Right. Yeah, this nigga talking about some G-Cly. Bro, first of all, 21 didn't miss. All right, he didn't.
The whole album, like 21 spiff. Did straight the whole album.
Yeah,
even if it wasn't like great, it was good on the songs that it wasn't like, you know, hitting like that. Drake dropped the ball a lot of times.
Countless times.
Yeah, I was like, countless I listened, even if it was just one bar on some songs, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, nigga? Like,
Flaca, Flacacita.
Like, what are you talking wait, about?
Hold on. First of all, speaking of that, can you believe, oh, No Jumper. Shout out No Jumper as well. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I fuck with all y'all. Definitely want to be able to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Definitely want to go to one of the meet and greets and meet Gina, AD.
Fine ass Gina. Like, damn, Gina.
Basically, yeah, basically. Yeah, basically. I ain't gonna lie, Gina. You fine. You fine yourself. Yeah. I know you hear that all the time, but
yeah. I hate when a bitch hears she fine all the time. It's like, bro.
Tell me something different.
I'm like, man, what else I'm supposed to do? I don't know you. Like, y'all just know you fine.
Like, damn, your ass smell clean.
You got some big ass lips. Like, I'm like, yeah, what the fuck I'm supposed to say?
Well, yeah, damn. Oh shit, we got off topic really quickly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
because there ain't really any topics like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know. But they were basically they pranked the shit out of fucking Flacco. All right, like it was 80s Supreme. Well, yeah, Almighty Suspect and Gina. Bruh, they were texting Flacco like, oh shit, bruh, Drake mentioned you in the album, bruh.
This nigga started crying.
Bruh, he was like, oh my gosh, yo, you so sick. Oh my god, you win. Yo, I kid you not. I kid you not. I kid you not. This nigga actually tried to break that bar down. All right, I'm gonna read this bar if I can. Give me a second, cause like,
bruh, no way,
bruh. Yes, yes way. What way? That way. All right.
That nigga down bad.
Down bad as fuck.
Oh my god, Drake mentioned me in his album. Oh shit.
Oh yeah, it was Pussy and Millions,
which I thought was a bad song.
I actually fucked with it. I ain't gonna cap, bro. We'll just have to, like, you know, disagree on that. But the shit was fine. Yeah, it said, yeah, hit him up. And hit him up, then I get amnesia. Life ain't getting any easier. Flacca, Flacacita. I know I'm not the one in love. She don't love me either. It's just hard to find the love. That shit keep getting deeper. Who said it's getting cheaper to keep her? I'm like, how the fuck?
I don't see how you can.
Thank you.
Like, if you
thank
even you. If you try to break that down,
there's
you
no
you're
way
gonna,
you're delusional.
You're gonna figure out that shit actually not about you at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, at all, like, bro. He spelt it like FL. Huh.
Nigga, probably dead ass don't even know you. Like,
bro, that's exactly what Fly. Wait, that's exactly what fucking Almighty said, bro. He was like, bro, this nigga don't fucking know you, nigga.
Like, nigga, this nigga don't know.
He was like, bro, Flacca, Flacca, Flacacita, Flacca. Sita. All right. Guess what? Flacco's name Flakko.
Yeah, nah, this.
Bruh,
just,
get the fuck out of here with your reaching ass.
He wanted
like,
it to be true so
he's
bad.
He's such a clout demon. Like, goddamn.
He wanted that to be true so bad.
Yes, he's like bruh. He finally mentioned
bruh. Oh my god, this is Drake, bruh.
Bruh, and the thing is like they tried to spin it. Was like, yo, he's talking about ASAP and Rihanna because you got to think about it. He unfollowed both of them when he found out she was pregnant and shit. I'm like.
Hey,
I just feel like y'all reaching on that one.
Drake is that type of nigga, bro.
I feel like Drake is the type of nigga to fuck your bitch and then serenade her to sleep. I don't think he'll say it. Yeah, you know what? You got a point. He is light skinned.
There's no limits to a light skinned Jewish nigga with money.
with money, and he's talented.
Yes, bro. Real talk. Like, light skinned Jewish Canadian
this
nigga.
And this nigga's like tatted. Than a bitch, okay.
Yeah, but his tattoo's kind of whack, bro. Like, he got like a bunch of simple tattoos all placed on his body, just
but
like
it's like
one
him
right
paying
here,
homage,
one
bro.
Right here. I mean, yeah, that's fire.
Like,
yeah,
that's
I
the fire
that.
Part about it. That's why I'm like, bro, you can't see him say them shit's weak. Like, come on, he got his family on his.
It's
tattoo.
Just the way that it's
he
like
Tunchi tatted on him. All right,
that's gay. But I know. But no, it's just the way that they placed. It's like one right here, one down here.
Yeah, this shit look
right
because he know that shit gonna hurt, bro. He
he like, bro, nah, don't do it. He's don't like, do that
bro,
spot.
Bro, I'm Drake, bro. That shit's gonna hurt too much. Ah.
Ow. Stop.
What What if Drake actually like hears this shit?
Oh man.
And he'll be like, okay, all right.
You gonna tell niggas never to listen to us, and we just gonna fall off like next fucking year and a half. We gonna have nobody listen to
us. Bray, he gonna hop in Shania DM.
I could treat you better. Did he do that to a nigga?
Yes.
Nah, this nigga Drake is a
petty demon.
He's
that fucking petty. He's like, bro, I don't even gotta fuck your bitch. I just got a follower and I already took your bitch.
But you know Drake petty when he bringing up shit with Dram that was like 7 years ago. Like, you know that nigga petty, bro. He don't let go of shit.
He don't want no one-on-ones with that nigga.
Bro, Drake.
Bro, you know Blockboy JB and Kevo, Batman Kevo beefing?
What?
Yes, that's the weird. I don't. It's some weird ass fucking beef. Bro,
you on some weird old shit right yes, now,
bro? This nigga, it's like it's hard to take Batman Kevo serious with that fucking GI Joe body. Like he literally has an action figure kung fu grip, like plastic surgery body. I'm sorry, like real shit. He looked like you know one of them Gundam.
Damn, nigga, you getting on his ass, yeah, nigga.
I'm just saying. Like, damn. Like, you know one of them Gundam costumes that be on them stage plays, like, in Japan and shit? The ones that be, like, all loose and flappy and shit, but you could tell it's a costume? That's what his, like, plastic surgery looked like, all right? That shit looked weird as fuck.
Bro.
It looks like when he goes like this, like, his... It's like the bottom ab, it curves into the like upper ab. Like it's like, bro, what?
His body looked disproportionate.
Yeah,
though.
He was like, look, Phone was sitting here talking a whole bunch of shit. He was sitting here talking all that good shit. So I want, you know, when I catch him, it's up, bro. I'm a beat buddy ass. Like, that's exactly what's going to happen. Like, bro, I'm big as fuck, bro. You don't understand. You see
he
how
said
big.
That?
Yes. He was like, bro, I'm strong as fuck, bro. I go into the gym. I work out 2 hours consistently. Like, bro, one on the treadmill, one on the aerobic, the bicycle thing. I forgot the shit. The treadmill. Yeah. Not treadmill. I said treadmill already.
Elliptical?
Yeah. And on elliptical for 60 minutes each time, bro. And then I go hit the weights. Ain't no nigga doing it like that. I'm like, nigga,
there's a bunch of people doing it like that.
Oh
first
God!
Of all.
So I'm like, bro. First of all, that builds your endurance. Like I can respect that, but nigga, if you don't have no form, like,
and you still got big ass fucking pectoral muscles,
yeah,
big ass biceps,
you're gonna gas out, dude.
Your muscles gonna gas out before you do, maybe. But
your lactic acid's gonna build up.
You know, I hate when niggas act like size. I mean, size matters, but I hate when niggas act like because they big as fuck that they gonna beat a nigga ass.
I'm like, bro, do you not realize I will just out tire your bitch ass,
bro? Like, you can still get your dumb ass knocked out.
Yes,
I just seen this video and it's a UFC fighter named Jamal Hill. That nigga fire. And then he was doing a skit, and the skit was like a nigga hitting you, and you thinking that shit like, oh, that shit don't hurt, like he a bitch. He's like you hit like a bitch. Oh shit, why my legs not working? I didn't know I had autopilot built in. Who changed the controls? Like, bruh, it be the ones that you don't expect, bruh.
So I'm like, bruh, I feel like Blockboy JB would beat the shit out of this man. I'm sorry.
I mean, that needs
even
to be
though he is a twig, but
he's
Batman Kevo, he offered 225K. I'm sorry, 225K.
Yeah, make it a boxing match.
Yeah,
I mean, they weight classes is completely different.
Like that's not fair at all. Like in the slightest.
Yeah, but shit. I mean, I can respect that rather than him pulling up and they start shooting or some shit.
Yeah,
like, somebody
end
up dying.
Yeah, we don't need another fucking takeoff incident. All right, like we don't need to lose anybody else. All right, like
niggas got beef. Y'all need to just box, bro. Niggas scared to box. Like you don't want to take a, you don't want to get embarrassed, but you would take a life sentence.
Don't
like that
take
shit
that
crazy.
Hell, nigga? Wait, so are you gonna drink that?
Yeah, I've been drinking.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's just nasty. It's just not good, bro. I'm sorry.
Nah, I get it, dude. I get it. Yeah. I get it. I'm sorry, Doc. I should have just like. Bro, play your own troubles.
The Geminator.
Yeah, Jimothy. It ain't that great. It ain't that guy. But also, we need to talk about, well, just to wrap that up, Even though that's a weird ass beef, I definitely got my money on Blockboy JB. I get
Bam. If it's a boxing match?
Yeah, if it's a boxing match, I'm not going to lie. I know it's going to be really fucking weird, but I got my money on Blockboy JB.
I definitely got Bam and Kevo. Like, it's just the likelihood that he knocks Blockboy JB out compared to the likelihood that Blockboy JB knocks him out. It's just, yeah.
But what if he's an underdog like Blueface, bro?
Blueface got hands, though.
Nah, Blueface now has hands. Before, he ain't had shit.
I guess I ain't seen him before, but I seen him beat the fuck out of that white boy. And I'm like, I mean, these nigga hands, but he can fight a nigga.
Nah.
I think that was Aaron Carter.
Nah, that wasn't Aaron Carter.
Man, first of all, man, rest in peace, Aaron Carter.
Who the fuck is Aaron Carter?
I think he's a Backstreet Boy or something.
What?
Or the brother of a Backstreet Boy, something like that.
Bruh, that
his brother was Nick Carter or something.
He was leaned out on
He was on drugs.
He was like, I'm a druggie.
Yeah, he was on a lot of drugs, bro.
R.I.P. that man, man.
Yeah, man, drugs is a hell of a drug.
But somebody...
I don't know what the fuck I just said, bro. That you know what?
Oh god!
I struck that from the record.
That was just like when I said, bro, she ain't even really that fine, bro.
Like, well, you ain't even have to say that. You could have just stayed quiet, nigga.
But to this day, that shit's still funny as hell to me. I go back and listen to that shit. I die laughing every time. Oh god! But let's actually talk about Takeoff, though. Like, right? R.I.P. that man.
So the worst part about that situation is that they did what they was quote unquote supposed to. They checked in with Jay Prince, and, you know, Jay Prince and his family or whatever was
supposed to be protecting them.
Yes, you know, or at least that's how it usually goes.
Extortion.
Yeah, right. I mean, let's be real about that. Like, this is just one out of many times that somebody checked in with Jay Prince and
something actually happened.
So let's not just, like, you know, straight shit on Jay Prince. But at the same time, what is the use? I mean, at this point, do you believe that Jay Prince has as much pull as he did 20 years ago? Like, do you think he has that much control over shit?
I feel like majority of the niggas that he had control over are dead now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, not even trying to sound cynical or anything.
That's just how it be.
Yeah, because there was some old niggas, bro. Yeah. Like, yo, dude, really?
His son got his own shit. Like,
that's
it's not
saying.
Even with your shit no
like,
more.
Like, bro, his beard is more decadent than yours. Pause.
Yeah. I'm God, though. This nigga got a full ass beard.
Like, yes. Like, come on, my boy. Like, listen. Realistically, I'm going to just say this. It's a lot of stupid as violence going on because of pride.
See, and that's the thing, because I'm happy that we let a little time pass. Takeoff funeral is gonna be this weekend at the Hawk Stadium.
Yeah, I hate that I wasn't able to get I just didn't look.
You wanted to go?
Yeah, I did.
I'm sure it's not gonna be a viewing of a dead body. It's more gonna be like a celebration. Yeah. And I'm sure that Takeoff wanted that.
Yeah.
I'm sure if they doing it, Takeoff wanted it. I'm sure it's not a cash grab. But at the same time, I don't know. It just feels really weird to go to like a funeral concert.
The only reason why I would go is because out of all the Migos out of all three Migos, the main one that I actually fucked with was Takeoff. Granted, I've been put it out there and shit. I said, Takeoff he's fine when it comes down to actually his flow and actual, you know, rapping capabilities. Offset, this nigga's just fine with Brad. This nigga fine with his flow. He's dead ass. Like, he do that shit. All right, he just do that. Quavo, he's the hook man.
Yeah, hooks and like harmonizing maybe.
Yeah, oh yeah, and also Takeoff, he's the king of ad libs too. Like, Takeoff was definitely the king.
Yeah,
of
but don't you think it's weird to go to a funeral concert though?
I wouldn't be there for the concert. I'd just be there because it's fucked up that he was so young and they actually put in so much work just to be taken out like that.
Yeah, and so my thing is, I can get, I guess, a little controversial. My whole thing is, why are you even shooting dice with niggas and you got millions of dollars?
Bro, DJ Academics acts the same fucking shit, but he even said, bro, it's a part of the culture.
Fuck.
And that's
that
some shit that should fucking change. Like, dude.
Just because something has been historically a part of the culture doesn't mean it's right or that it still should be here.
At all. Just like slapping women. Was that was a part of the like culture?
Niggas was beating bitches like, ass back in the day.
But you can't. I thought it was legal to beat your hoe. Shit, she blowing up the phone.
Like shit, nigga. Back in the day, like niggas was y'all was submissive. Like, does that mean that has to be true today?
Like, no, come on, so, bro. Like, y'all got to get with the times with some shit, dude. Like, you have to understand that once you elevate, you can't stay at the same place.
And
like,
that's my thing. I'm pretty sure that the niggas that they shooting dice with, or Quavo shooting dice with, allegedly, have way less to lose than what Quavo has to lose.
Yes, you're the one with the infinity links.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know what the fuck that is.
All right, let me break it down, because Takeoff actually broke it down. RIP that man. Broke it down on $1 million worth of game. It was Drink Champs. He said, the Infinity Links. He said, y'all got to understand, it's like the Cuban Links. The Cuban Links is fine, but the Infinity Links is one of the chains. It's one of the strongest chains. So it's like, it's one of the strongest links out there. So, you know, we just nothing but Infinity Links now.
That ain't even breaking it down.
I know. I know.
You know, but, Cuban Links fire, but, you know, Infinity Links way fire. So yeah, we're just wearing those now.
But nah, Infinity Links are actually more expensive than
they sound more expensive.
Yeah, than regular fucking Cuban Links and shit. So, in all honesty, that's the reason why Infinity Links was such a big thing. And just for him, he was original. There's not going to be another take. There's going to be another Takeoff, but
no, it's not. There's not going to be anybody from this generation, because in 20 years, our music is just not going to sound definitely like anything
yeah,
like this.
Yeah. I'm still going to be listening to like Young Pappy, though. I'm not.
Oh, yeah. Like 20 years from now, when I'm fucking, what, 44? Nigga, I would still be listening to music from this era. Yes. Just because it's like nostalgic and shit. Yes. And kids going to be having fucking techno cyber rap.
They're going to be having fucking, what was the AI rapper?
Damn, I forgot that. He wasn't even out that long, though.
Yeah, fucking Lil Mecca.
Yeah, X6. yeah. Something like some shit. I think FN Mecca.
Yeah. Like, bro, what the fuck? Yeah. They gonna have that shit.
They did that. Like, real talk, in 20 years, the music is gonna be on some. It's already getting to the Vogue music. Like, you hear Lil Uzi new shit, that's on some Vogue shit. You hear New York rappers, they got Vogue beats now. I don't know what the fuck Jersey City is, but people saying that the beat sounds just like that. I need to like look that up, see what the fuck that means.
Yeah, most definitely. That sounds like Raccoon City.
But the beat is like do 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 do. Like,
oh, that's that Jersey. Yeah. I definitely get that Jersey club music.
Yeah. And that we already leaning into that type of culture. So I can imagine 20 years, maybe even 10, that we go into a whole different type of sound.
It's going to always be authentic artists out there. So I think the sound is definitely going to change. But there's always going to be that forefront of underground people that's actually keeping it old school, or at least sticking to the culture, sticking to the old school.
Them niggas gonna fucking get buried, nigga. I'm telling you, like, once
I ain't saying you wrong.
Yeah, like, them niggas is not gonna sell nothing. They gonna be selling like 7K. The fans gonna be clowning them.
Hey, we gonna be excited. But look.
Once the sound gets pushed so hard that everybody's doing it, then it gets to a point where people, anything that doesn't sound like that sounds trash, because you're not getting with the times. You on that old 2022 shit, like, theoretically speaking.
You so 2000 and late. I'm on that boom boom. That feature, boom. Let me get in there. ahead of its time.
Yeah, it was. It really was, though. It really was.
With the boom boom. With the boom boom.
But that's how it is. Like, boom, boom. Now if you come out like Nas still sound like he in the 90s. He still rap like
I'm
that.
I'm Illmatic. My rhymes are so mathematic. If you offer the counter, then I might smack it or some shit.
Yeah, he still rap like he in the 90s. And it's like,
Nas. But his beat selection be hard, though. I can't cap. Like,
okay.
Yeah, no. Like, I mean, why you gotta gotta walk on me, nigga. Like,
I mean, I don't disagree. That's just besides the point. He still rap like he in the 90s, and though Nas is still like legendary, nigga, his numbers is getting shat on because he's not getting with the times, and that's good for him.
But look at Cassidy. So yeah, I can definitely like, understand
the nigga
that,
still rap the same. It's like, nigga, nobody want to hear you talk about like crack rock or something like that. Like Nas wasn't even talking about that, but like
I had to smoke this I had to smack this powder puff and make his face swell up like elephant tusks.
like nigga, like, nobody give a fuck about that no more. What the like fuck? We talking about affinity links now.
Thank you. Like, you don't know nothing about that. Like, we get factory diamonds over here. Like, you get your shit bust down. All right, you a broke nigga.
Damn, you call Nas a broke nigga?
Yeah, no.
Damn. No. You heard it here first.
Oh, damn, dude.
Damn.
Why you gotta do me like that? Why you gotta do me like that?
Nah, but let's get into this Young Thug case, though, man.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. So there is going to be a little bit of leniency for my young nigga, thugger, motherfucker. All right, I've been telling y'all Free Thug. I've been saying this nigga gonna get out. I've been saying they don't have... Goddamn, my phone dying.
My phone died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, hold on. Let me see if I can actually find this shit real quick.
So... I've been saying the exact opposite.
You want this nigga to get
everybody
locked
say
up.
That just because I'm looking at the shit that he did and the evidence against him, and you know, maybe there's a part of me that looks at niggas that have done shit, and no matter what the fuck music that I like from them, I still think that they deserve to face repercussions for that, and that's fine. But it's not like I want this nigga to go to jail. It's like this nigga did dumbass shit. Like,
okay, you right? Because if a nigga crash out and do some dumb shit, yeah, I can.
Yeah,
it's like I'm not mad at you for saying that. All right, like
why you wish now? Bro, I don't wish that on nobody, but I do realize that he was being a fucking idiot.
Yeah, man. I don't want this nigga to crash out, but at the same time, if he crashing out, you can't sit here and look at me like, oh, I'm wrong for holding him accountable.
Yeah, real talk. Because you like his music? Nah, like, nigga, you can suck my balls.
Calm down, Carmen.
You can suck my balls, Mr. Garrison.
Well, I'm trying to find the article. I think it was Hip Hop DX, right?
I seen Rap House TV posted. Okay.
RapHouseTV.com. Damn, that was actually the website.
Oh, they got a website?
Yeah.
Wow. Speaking of website, man, SSL podcast. Bro,
this is not no fucking... This ain't it. This ain't a fucking scamming ass website. This is a scam site, nigga.
No, I seen it on YouTube. It was a page called RapHouse TV. But, No, speaking of website, man, SSLpodcast.com, where you can get the new merch. We have five new hoodie designs. I think we have a t-shirt up there. It's a regular, you know, short story long branded with our original logo branded tee. You know what I'm saying? Get that for, I think, $19.99 is on sale for, the holiday season. Holiday season! We got some new designs, man. We got the hoodies out because, you know, it's getting cold out here. I don't know about y'all, but we, you know, down south. And it's,
boy, this shit getting cold in the morning.
Yeah, man, it's getting cold as hell. So we already know that it's going to get hella cold in the wintertime because we still ain't even hit that part yet. So.
Oh, Jesus. No, so we're going to have some, fall, baby.
Yeah, we're gonna have some more, you know, designs. Probably work on getting coats and stuff like that. I don't know how that's going
to
work.
We're going to try to get some joggers.
Yeah, man, we're going to get it together, man. But for right now, we got five new designs on that website, SSLpodcast.com, man. And everything's on sale. Holiday season. Get in on that.
Holiday seasons.
Yes, sir.
That was the cruise prompt.
I think it fell off. No, I'm just saying shit now.
Wait, I'm like, bro, this nigga did not fall out by far. I'm like, alright, so yeah, fuck that shit.
Yeah, so apparently though, Young Thug, the case against Young Thug, the DA obtained evidence illegally. Now, if you're not unfamiliar with what that means, that means that when you deny somebody of their right, of their Fifth Amendment right of due process, your whole case can be thrown out the window.
Yeah.
So if you obtain evidence illegally without going through the proper permissions or whatever the case is to get this evidence, you are denying Young Thug of his right to a due process and a fair trial by doing this. Now, the thing is, I don't know if the DA fucks up this bad. Now I'm just speaking like a sports analyst. Like,
that's basically how it is at this point. Like, hey, I'm just saying.
I don't know if she fucks up so bad that she overlooks such a thing where she denied, like, where she obtained evidence illegally. I don't see why she would have had to either.
Look, Flacco said this motherfucker's a criminal. He said it takes a criminal to catch a criminal. So. She's just
that's not even true.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know
that's just some shit that sound good in that context. But,
literally, you know. I'm like, what? Flacco's a dumbass. Like, oh yeah. Gosh. But either way, in all honesty, I genuinely feel that Franny was just really trying to crack down on a lot of shit, and she just found that, oh well, shit, he's a prominent rapper. He's from here. There's a lot of evidence that shows this. So, you know what? I'm going to make him an example. I already took down two other organizations. I'm going to make him an example, too.
But see, that was my whole thing.
You know what? I take that back. Because when she took down Hood Rich Pablo Juan, that didn't get a lot of publicity.
Yeah, see, and that's my thing. That's what I was originally saying, is that when she was talking to on the last indictment on this whole other shit, this whole other gang or whatever the fuck that was,
yeah,
it sounded like she was clout chasing a little bit.
Yeah, because like, it was she locked away Hood Rich. Yeah, it was Hood Rich Pablo Juan and I think RX Hector. I think he's
But it sounded like she was clout chasing. Now, come to find out, if this whole case gets thrown out because she did this bullshit getting like evidence against him illegally, then that just proves the point that she was out here cloud chasing, that she's going to lose a lot of credibility as a DA.
That's corruption at its finest. Well, yeah, that's really a corrupt system / corrupt cop.
Especially if they was finest. Bro, oh niggas was denied bond like 5 times.
Literally. So it's like, okay, not literally, but yo, you can't, that's going to really, really, really make your department look shitty as fuck. Really shitty as fuck. Just with Megan Thee Stallion. Bro, when this shit comes out that she wasn't shot, bro, I cannot wait until Tory is actually like, hey, man, I just wanted to say, I wanted to say something this whole time, but I just had to stay down and be humble and just know, you know, it's about timing, man.
Yeah, it's about time. And it's a time and a place.
like, and this place is right now, and this time is right now in this moment. So. Look, that's look, I'm telling you, I'm still gonna be the Tory Lanez defense. I'm one for one with Thug. I'm one for one with Thug.
Theoretically, it's still not even like 100% yet. But
I still don't believe this nigga shot fucking Megan Thee Mule.
It is so like what they were saying is something I also feel. It's hard to believe that she had just straight up lied that she was shot. But
she's an Aquarius.
But listen, I think this shit is not going to get handled in court. I think this case is going to get dropped, not enough evidence, and I guess
nobody knows. So they're going to drag it all. They're going to drag it on this fucking long just to drop that shit?
Yes, I believe that, yes.
Bro, Twitter would have an outrage.
Yes, I think. What? That's I had some on my list, but that's best case scenario also for both, because if it come out she lying, maybe she does get canceled. I don't believe so, but maybe she does get canceled.
She won't. She gonna just lose like 10% of her fan base.
Yeah, she's still gonna come out with another fucking twerking song.
Yeah. Oh god, she gonna be on She-Hulk all over again.
Yeah, real talk. Like no, I don't think y'all gonna cancel her, but I don't know. Like,
because y'all biased like that.
Yeah, but. And if Tory Lanez, if it comes out that he shot her, one, he can get deported.
Yeah, I'd be so disappointed.
two, he's going to probably lose a lot of respect from some people. Even though his fans going to still like his music, it's still going to be, he never going to become mainstream. Like, it's just, he going to get blackballed even worse.
Bruh, again, I cannot see that little short leprechaun motherfucker saying, dance, bitch, yeah, dance. That's cap. I can't.
There's no way.
I can't see that.
Unless
I'm
he
not-
is fucked up. Like, he, unless he is so gone,
yeah,
like he is gone off the drink, like that's the only way I can see that.
Yeah, like when he popped August.
Sober.
I ain't gonna lie. But nah, he was smoking a blunt, bro. Apparently, according to August Alsina's Instagram post, witness statement, paperwork. Fuck it. Oh my god, you're so on bitch. Social media. Bro. You're so, hey, why are you speaking on my business? Like,
now I gotta make a post about this.
Now I gotta go press charges.
I gotta go to Instagram and make up excuses. Like, like, nigga,
it's because of my cancer.
That was, yeah, that was the bitchest thing that
That was so fucking faggy. Oh my god, I'm sorry. Oh my gosh. Like, yeah, bro, that was so fucking weak.
That was
dude.
Weak as hell.
Like weak bro. As shit. Like, yo.
Not only is this nigga like fucking 7-8 inches shorter than me, you started it. Literally.
You, all you had to do was just fist bump this nigga. You go sit here and talk about the doctor gave me excuses saying, oh, because of COVID, I don't need to be shaking anybody's hands like that.
Shut your bitch ass up.
Oh, sickly ass nigga.
I hate when niggas just can't take that L, though. Like, why niggas be getting shot, because niggas don't know how to take a L.
Bruh, look, randomly, I saw this shit on Instagram. It was a TikTok that was put on Instagram. It said, this is why you people be dying. I'm like, damn, what you mean by you people, motherfucker?
Yeah, I can see what you mean there.
But dude, there was a gym and shit, you know, playing basketball and shit. It's a whole bunch of like niggas and shit.
No, damn.
So they get into an argument because somebody got fouled or something like that. One dude walked off. He walked to the bench. He was like, okay, these niggas think I'm playing shit. All right. He pulled out the towel, pulled out the tool, cocked that bitch. He said, bruh, niggas in the background like, bruh, come on, bruh, are you serious?
Oh, God.
Bruh, he put that bitch in his pocket and he walked back to the crowd and shit. Like, I'm like, come on, bro.
Yeah, you just fuck up the whole vibe.
You really doing this for what?
Like, bruh, you just can't take your L. I hate that so many things got to result to guns. Because it's like, bruh, a lot of people, I feel like an old head when I say this. But back in the day, niggas would just squabble real quick.
Yes.
And that's just it.
That's, like, bruh, nah, that's just because you have principles and morals about yourself, all right? Because in all honesty, you value life.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Like, it seems like niggas don't. Like, if you grew up in this generation with these kids now, and you maybe like 14, 15 or something like that.
Yeah.
You would think the normal is niggas just shooting. But yeah, like, that's not normal.
At
like,
all. What the fuck? At all. It's not right. It's not cool. It's not good that you can take an innocent person's life or you can take somebody's life with one finger.
Yeah.
I'm capping. It is kind of cool. Not but it's people, wrong no. in like that context. All right. Like
it's amazing that you can take away somebody's life with a push of a button. I can say that much.
I think
it is incredible that we have this device that you can straight up end somebody's life with just by boom.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think what I'm trying to say is that we're so desensitized that killing somebody at a young age, 15, 16, I mean, especially in Chicago where niggas are really like living murder life, like straight up Baton Rouge and shit.
Yeah, that's the bottom.
St. Louis and shit, like where they like really killing niggas out here at young ages. It's so normalized.
Actually getting jiggy for real.
It's so normalized that, bro, if you fight a nigga, you gotta worry about whether or not he gonna get mad and go get his gun.
Bro, didn't I tell you I had an old coworker that told me, he said, bro, he was like, look, I'll give a nigga a 1-on-1, but I told him straight up, you better let me win.
Bro, like, what kind of shit is that?
He said, if I lose, I'm gonna shoot this bitch up. If you don't let me win, I'm gonna shoot this bitch up. I said, bro, what the fuck? I said, bro, that's the most bitch ass shit I've heard so in my life. He was like, bro, I don't care, bro, but guess what? I'm making out that bitch alive. Niggas, I'm like, bro, oh nah, bro, come on, dude.
Nigga's so scared to lose. It wouldn't even be a life or death situation if you just got your ass whooped and move on. Like, nobody had to die here. You could have just took that L.
Literally, because it's not that, like, dude, that's not going to stop your whole fucking life. Like, granted, you take a L, okay, cool, you'll get clowned for at least a good 2 weeks, not unless you're Chris Rock. Yeah, Will right. Smith. That shit's still, like, niggas viral. Still talk about that, yeah. Yes, bro, like, yo, you remember when Chris Rock got the shit slapped out of his ass by, like, Will Smith? I don't remember anybody winning anything that night. No, I don't just remember that, just one moment. Yeah, just, you still, if you listen hard enough, you can still hear that shit. All right, you can still hear like the echo from the. Oh shit!
Man, I just rather niggas just take their ass whooping and move on, man. Yeah, I get it. Getting your ass whooped is embarrassing. There was even this lady talking on Joe Rogan about her husband, I think, or her boyfriend was an MMA fighter, and he was getting his ass beat.
He's beating ass.
No, he was getting his ass straight beat. Like, and she was like, man, I was just so turned off by that.
I thought she said I was going to upblick and start shooting these niggas.
Like, she was like, I was so turned off by that. And I get it. I get it on both sides. I can get why your girl seeing you get your ass beat is like, just turns her off. Well, just like women in general seeing you get your ass beat, like, because they view men as, like, protectors. So when you're getting your ass beat, it's like, who are you protecting? You can't protect me. Like, you ain't got no hands. How you going to protect me with no hands? So that adds to it. Like, if there's females around, bro, a nigga is definitely going to shoot your ass. Like, you're not, like, real talk, bro. He not finna take an ass whooping in front of bitches.
I'm sorry, that shit was fucking hilarious. it's just like, damn, you get your ass beat, you look out the corner of your eye, you see your main bitch, you just like, fuck.
Yeah, oh God.
Like, yeah, what he doesn't know.
You just know. Like,
wait, what he doesn't know, I got the mask of toodle on me.
He's like, I ain't going out like this. I'm about to pop his bitch ass. Bro, I seen the nigga. And of course, like, I mean, he had the baddest bitch in, like, I think he was in middle school, like, 8th grade. He had the baddest bitch in school. You know Gerald?
Not familiar.
The nigga's insane. Yeah.
I remember you talking about him.
Yeah, hands like a hoe.
Yeah. Marcus told me he was, like, that was one of the niggas that taught him how to box.
Yeah, he was trying to bully Cam. A tall ass nigga named Cam, super tall Cam, tried to bully his younger brother, Gerald's younger brother. Nigga, they met at the tennis court. Cam bitch was there. Bro, Gerald popped his ass, and the nigga like 6'5", 6'6". Nigga, he popped his ass one time, just dropped his ass. Nigga, Cam got up. He popped his ass again, dropped, nigga. He got up again. Drop.
Right, you got it, bro. I'm sorry.
He got up one more time. Drop. His bitch watched that whole thing. And I was just like, damn, bro.
I'm sorry, bro.
Chill, man. My legs don't work. You hurt, bro. I'm dying over here. I'm feeling woozy here.
I'll take care of you. You're so buff.
Yeah, that. I mean, if I was a woman, I'd probably be turned off too. Like, yeah. I'd see it get dropped four
that's
times.
Still fucking hilarious, nigga. Like, bro, first of all, I'm not fighting in front of my bitch. Because if I lose,
yeah, real
bro, I'm, nah, I can't lay that down. Yeah,
If I'm with my bitch, I would avoid fights.
Yes.
I mean, I avoid fights in general if anybody have a problem with me, which it doesn't happen, but.
It's a simple conversation.
Yeah, I'd just be like, I mean, if you just randomly got a problem with me, I'll be like, oh, bro, we don't know each other. There's no need for this, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But if I'm with my bitch.
I really do your ass.
Like, teach a man how to squabble.
Get his squabbles up, nigga.
No, but like, if I'm with my bitch specifically, though, That's the thing, though, because sometimes women can get you in some shit.
Oh, yeah. Most fucking definitely.
And sometimes it's not even their fault. Sometimes it's like a nigga that's pressing her, and you just feel like you got to protect her.
It's like, bruh, she ain't even going for that.
Who you at? Who you, nigga? Like, fuck you, nigga. What you going to do? Like, it's like bruh,
I'm raw decking her. So like, that's my bitch, dog. Yeah, like, you don't even know her. You don't even know what her ass smell like. So it's like, bruh, you really going to... You doing all this for what? Do you really want, like, bro, if you want her, you can have her. You're going to give her back. like, I promise you, you're going to give her back. She's not going to let you fuck, but I promise you, you're going to give it back. I promise you. Give
I'm
her
not
going to
sit there and negotiate with a nigga that's already irate. Like, theoretically, I just seen this video of this nigga, like, it's like a skit of him, like, in a club. And then he came up to him and was like, nigga, you been fucking with my girl? And he was like, bro, I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, I don't even know you, bruh.
Then he was like, yeah, I think you should, like, you know, move on. And, like, any words that you say in situations like this is going to make that nigga even more mad. He's like, what you mean move on? Like, or what? What you going to do? Like, and then, bruh, it's like.
It's not even that serious,
then
bro.
You realize it's already over with. Like,
nigga's well, if he's drunk, fighting. Nigga, I'm going to just go ahead and go straight for the temple.
Nigga, if he drunk, then yeah.
Yeah, I'm going straight for the temple. Like, I ain't even about to play these type of games. If I see you're already that outright and I don't have that much in my system, oh yeah, I'm just going to be like,
drop.
Yeah, literally just drop. And it's going, like, drop. I'm going to catch him, like, off guard and shit. I'm just like, just.
Bank.
Lean and shit. What you talking about?
Man, like a lot of things. I mean, I guess this goes full circle because, like, and we need to get out of here too.
Yeah, shit. I was gonna ask how long.
What time is it?
This has been a good conversation though. 4:07.
Damn.
Yeah.
Stock market closing and shit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man. Check your ego sometimes, man.
Yeah, check your fucking pride, bro.
Sometimes
it's not
you
that
gotta
serious.
Get your ass beat in life, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Sometimes you gotta.
And also, if you're gonna tell somebody to check their ego, know how to check yours first. Pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I had to say
that.
Yeah,
too. But and like just like with the takeoff situation, things. Granted, it's a part of the culture. I get it. Though I don't agree with it, I get it. I get why they was doing it. Whatever y'all was doing in that situation did not have to lead to what it led to.
At all.
Just like a lot of situations these days when we see artists die and shit like that. Not even just artists, but people die. It's all because of pride and ego, bro.
And it's never that serious.
Yeah,
dude.
It's not.
Like, because after the moment's over with and it's gone and the cameras are off, you're going to have to deal with that.
Yeah.
It's not and granted, when I say the cameras are off, the glitz is off, the glint, all that good shit, that's really not interfering with your actual life. Not unless you on some street shit to where it's like you killed somebody's brother or something.
Yeah.
Now, like, bro, like more. At that point, like, bro, you can't be mad at nobody but yourself because made that bed, you got to lay in it.
You did that.
But if it's not on that caliber or if it's not to that furthest extent, then yeah, dude, if it's not fucking with your funds, bro, leave it alone.
Yeah, real talk. I really don't understand. I mean, we could talk about this all day.
Yeah, I'm got.
Yeah, man. I just want to say recipes take off, man.
You will definitely be missed, you king of fucking Atlanta. All right?
Niggas, get your shit together. You're fucking single moms. Stop fucking bums.
Yeah, stop getting pregnant by these bum ass niggas.
Yeah, getting pregnant by bums.
If they can't buy a plan B or if they can't even afford to bring a condom, all right? If they're asking you, do you have condoms? Don't fuck them.
Like, real talk, bro.
Wait, you know what? I asked somebody if they had condoms. I wouldn't still buy my own, but I still, like, asked. I'm like,
he's like, because you, mean, you might not have to buy your own.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. Like,
I get that, but I'm just saying, like, yeah, you had a good point where, like, if they can't afford to for contraceptive in general or something like that.
Yeah, bro, do not fuck these niggas.
Or they just don't care enough about.
But I want to get you pregnant, and you only know them for a week.
And niggas do that too. That's the crazy thing. They be like, "Yeah, I'm trying to get you pregnant." You don't even know them, but they be like,
"Like, bro, you want to bring a child into this world just because you horny?"
Yeah, exactly.
Like, nigga.
Exactly. So, bitches, stop being so fucking dumb. Because a lot of y'all got finessed, and we not finna act like niggas just abandoned the child after the fact. Like, nah, bro. He already showed you who he was. You ignored it. Let's be real.
Yeah, just like these crazy bitches. They show you who they are. You just ignore it, niggas.
Yeah,
like,
real talk.
Like, we all got to, we just got to take that accountability.
Yeah, real fucking talk, bro. Real fucking talk.
Like, yeah. You know what? Next episode, we need to get into an accountability talk, because real shit, there's a question that Charlamagne the God asked, and he said, I wonder what niggas hate more, accountability or it was something else. It was accountability or the cops or something like that. It was one of the It was one of the two.
Accountability for sure. But yeah, we could talk about that more in depth on the next episode, man. Yeah. It's been your boy Nate on the motherfucking mic, man. All my links can be down below.
Yeah.
I'm definitely gonna get back streaming, man. Try to be consistent, but you know, my schedule doesn't really allow for that. UFC 281 is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, nigga. Even though
this is gonna be posted. Yeah, it's gonna be posted like Monday or something. Yeah. So you know, it's gonna be after.
Yeah, but shout out to Israel. All right, shout out to Izzy. I don't know if he's gonna lose his title. I don't feel like he's going to lose it, but we definitely gonna record on Sunday and
yeah, man,
we're gonna let y'all know what happens.
And I'm also gonna be streaming on. Well, fuck,
I gotta piss like a racehorse, dude.
I guess it don't matter because y'all gonna see this by time I already streamed. But yeah, man, it's been your boy Nate.
Yeah, and it's been your boy Jew, aka the Granny Slayer, aka the Dilf that fucked the Gilf and the Milf all at the same damn time, and we gone.